One, two, three. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin.
And your homeboy, Mr. Shit, nigga.
On me.
Oh.
All right. That was on me right there. Hey.
Woo.
All right. Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin.
And your homeboy, Mystery.
And you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's
the
up,
world?
You was all
I know. I thought you were going to say something else.
I'll say the same shit every time. All right, let's get it. Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin.
And your homeboy, Mystery.
And you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast.
What's up, world?
What's happening, man? Damn, this thing right here. Hey, anyway, y'all, what's up, man? We back.
Right.
We got some interviews. We got some more interviews coming up. Hey, shout out to Cootie Mack, who's coming back on the podcast.
No doubt.
Former executive at Arrested Records, Bad Boy, and all that. So, hope y'all tune in to that.
Yep.
We getting a lot of things ready for the new year.
No doubt, man.
Heat Level Radio. We are music. We trying to Heat Level Music Group, man. We got a lot of stuff coming for that. I got new singles and videos and, you know, just doing a lot this year. We got a movie that we're shooting that'll be coming out soon.
Right, right.
We'll probably be hitting the second quarter for this movie. So there's a lot of big things coming, you know what I'm saying? So,
man.
How your week been going? man, that nigga done be gone. I'm like, nigga, how your week going? That nigga just start laughing, like.
Oh, man. You know, I mean, you know, man, work, you know, business. You feel me? Like you said, it's a lot of stuff
coming
up.
What kind
of
work up. You do?
Well, I work for Geico.
But, well, yeah, I been going though, brother.
Yeah, I mean, you know, man, just business, man, work, you know, saving lives and stuff like that.
You talk like you a fucking surgeon. You nigga talking like I'm a surgeon.
Oh,
you
know, man.
Saving lives and shit.
Uh-huh. They have my little save a live shirt.
That's what's up. What the fuck?
You've been robbed.
But anyways, we
on
the
my
son just busted in. And,
yeah. He scared me though. It scared the hell out of me, man.
It's all good though. It's all good.
Man, so what about your week though, bro?
My week been good. What my water? My week been good, man, doing my thing, just getting a lot of stuff ready for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out all the fakes and the phonies, you know.
Right.
You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, everybody. Well, you know, today, man, what we going to get on, man, we're going to talk about the industry and music, you know, contracts, you know. One thing about when it comes to an artist signing any type of contract,
mm-hmm.
I would advise everybody to have an entertainment lawyer.
Right.
I would not advise you to have family.
Right.
And friends looking over, because they're going to look at it at a different point of view than you will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, than your attorney will, you know?
Right, right.
A lot of people deal on emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it is. So you got to get somebody that's non-biased.
Right.
To look over contracts and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
People that are non-biased anyway. It's better that way. But I want everybody to understand something. It's all about leverage. And what made me want to talk about this, because I got some things going on with some artists, and I just want to stretch this a little bit.
Right.
That it is all about leverage, okay? If you do not have the leverage, it's hard for you to get exactly
mm-hmm.
what you're looking for out of any deal. You have to put up the work first.
Right.
Because if you look, the company is taking a risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the risk to the company? All right, we'll talk about it. So just say I put in $100,000 into an artist.
Mm-hmm.
The artist got to recuperate that. Now, if you recuperate that, and that's all you do, you recuperate $100,000. You say, oh, well, I want to renegotiate because I got your money back. I've made nothing off you yet.
Right.
I've broke even.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I try to have a bigger split of a pot when I haven't even earned anything off the artist yet?
Right.
That would not be good business, okay? I understand art, and I understand talent. I understand artists, because guess what? I was an artist first also.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is this. Yes, artists do get fucked in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But if a contract is better than your normal contract that they're using in the industry, I'm saying you need to take that win.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, if your numbers, I look at numbers, but I don't look at numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you can break artists that don't have real big numbers because they can actually just don't know their fan base and don't know which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can always take them to a new frontier. But a lot of people gonna look at numbers.
Right.
Which numbers don't lie. Well, these days you can manipulate numbers. But, you know, if they don't see that you have a hell of a following, they're not even gonna even take a glance at what you got going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
But if you got somebody that want to give you opportunity and give you a lot of avenues, you got to be able to understand that everybody is not here to fuck you out of a deal.
Right.
Yes, it happens more than it don't. But if I'm a person that's trying to take you to another level,
mm-hmm.
then you gotta trust me. You know, you gotta right. trust me. But if you can't trust me, and it's hard for you to understand that I'm trying to take you to another level,
right,
then you know that could be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta look at it like this. It's like if an artist pretty much is their own business, you know. And I'll use me, like, I'm an artist, right? Okay, I'm in the mystery business, so if I'm trying to sign to you, of course you're putting me in a position,
yeah,
not only to where I could bring that money back but double my money and also have more viewers or you know, different audiences who's listening to my music. So you're actually working for me. So, you know, an artist has to pay somebody that's working for them. And I don't think they get that. Like, you're doing a recording.
Yeah.
Not only that, you're getting the music for them. Not only that, you're putting them in films.
Yeah.
And see, a lot of labels they're not doing that.
Yeah, they're not. You better get that on your own.
And
shit.
To put the cherry on top, you're independent.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're gonna get bigger percentage anyway.
Exactly. And it's not like these long, drawn out contracts, man, that everybody gets. 70
pages.
Exactly. But, you know, nowadays, man, they see one person doing something. So I guess it's got to be a trend with these young folks.
Yeah. And, you know, it really kind of sounds good when you can come and say, well, look, I think I'm worth half. What person with the right business decision is going to split half
mm-hmm.
when you ain't even earned?
Right.
Nobody's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an artist that ain't got no following, ain't got nothing going on DistroKid, you're doing none of that,
mm-hmm.
and somebody's trying to put you in position, they're going to sign a longer deal. They're going to want you to sign a longer deal
mm-hmm.
because they got to break you.
Exactly.
You don't even know who your fan base is.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to understand and find out who your fan base is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's hard to find a fan base now because everybody listens to some weird ass shit.
Right.
So you got to know how to push your artist. You know, I had somebody say to me that, oh man, have you ever broke an artist? You ever broke an artist? Well, I broke myself. You know, have I broke an artist? No, but do I got connections and I know how to push your artist to the frontier when I do get that artist? Yes. But if you don't trust the process, there's no point of you being on the tape.
Right.
I'd rather have less money with no headache than more money with a lot of headache. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
That's so true.
You know, and people, and I to all y'all artists, female, male, whatever, if you have a significant other, make sure you can tame your significant other. Because there's going to be a lot of times when your significant other won't be able to be there. Or it's going to be a lot of times where you got promotion to do. You got to be here. You got to be there.
Yeah.
And your significant other won't be able to make those trips or, you know, because everybody got a life.
Yeah.
And you got to keep that personal life away from business. When it start messing with the business, then it becomes a problem.
Man, a big problem.
Y'all, you know, like I said, y'all go home, fight all day, kick each other ass, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Do what you do. The thing is, you need to be at that show.
Right.
You come to that show with a black eye, that's on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, you feel me? You know what I mean? You need to be at that show. You know, you ain't got that ass whooped, whatever. You need to be at that show. And you can deal with that other shit later. Oh, what's called got on stage? Look, she had a black eye.
Yeah.
Let the tabloids deal with that. And that's what it is. And I think a lot of people don't understand when it comes to this business and pleasure.
Right.
A lot of people think that when you are doing business that you are friends.
Right.
And that is not true at all. All
you get, boy, you
just
you
because
enough,
I
boy.
Do business with you
don't
mean I want to be smoking weed,
right?
Chilling,
right.
Going to spots, hanging out. This is my homie. It don't work that way,
man.
We doing business. I go, let's go to this business party,
right?
Connect with other business executives. And that's when we gonna go out together when we are on business,
right? Right,
all that. We cool, because this is what happens when you do that. And don't get me wrong, you're going to come close to people that you're doing business with, especially if y'all like a family.
Right, right.
You treat it like a family. True, it's a family.
But
it's business, too.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to understand that if a situation come up and I'm like, you need to be there, though. And you can't make it because it's a family issue. Yeah, I understand, but you're still charged for that.
Right, right.
I get it. It's actually legitimate excuses. But guess what? You still got to get penalized.
Yep.
Well, doesn't make it even better. You go to college. You miss four classes. You got to make up four classes. You say, well, I had somebody that passed away. I lost my leg in a boating accident. And I had to, you know, I had to fucking recoup and walk again. You still got to finish them assignments.
Yeah.
We're not passing you.
Because they're not giving you no kind of degrees unless you
You go got to do the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's no different.
Yep.
Am I wrong? Am I right?
No, you're right about it.
You know, so everybody got to learn how to keep that. And look, I know everybody's scared. And look, and the person that write contracts and you know, don't have people sign contracts, everybody is scared of paperwork. Because they think they're not going to know how to accept it. They ain't going to know how to read it. Go get an intern. They don't know if the entertainment lawyer telling them the truth.
Right, right.
You know, they got to do a lot of research. They got to read a lot of words. They even might try to find out about a lot of words and still don't understand what those words mean. But as scary as it is, it's a leap to do something different. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Everybody ain't got to sign a contract.
Right.
if you want to be independent, meaning do it all yourself,
mm-hmm.
make you a label,
mm-hmm.
sign yourself, and do it all yourself.
Still got to sign paperwork.
You sign the paperwork to yourself.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to still do paperwork when you're doing licensing or anything mm-hmm. like that. So the thing is, I know paperwork is scary, but if it's a good deal and if it's something that you can live with,
mm-hmm.
I think you should do it. If you want to do it all by yourself, do it all by yourself.
Knock yourself out.
You know, if you do it by yourself, do you think you'll make it to the where you want to be? It depends on how hard you doing.
That's a big
it,
risk,
you know?
Yeah.
And what kind of team you got. But everybody got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, you know, me personally, man, when people used to come to my studio and they always like, well, yeah, man, I want to be on your label. I want to do this. I want to do that. I sit them down. And I said, look, this right here is a lot worse than selling drugs because of so much that goes on. Not only just the paperwork, but you got so much going on, man, that you're probably better off selling drugs, and I hate to say that. You're better off selling drugs than doing that, because once you sign that paper, you're not signing your life away, but you're agreeing to something. This country was built on paperwork, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not five black ass.
Yeah, yeah. So you're 100% right. A lot of people are afraid of contracts, of not knowing. So what that means, they need to get in there and start researching.
Yeah.
You know, it don't take that long to go in there, pick up a book, or go to your best friend Google. Everybody go to Google, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
It don't take that long, man. It's not that hard. But with the deal that is being presented, you know, I think it's a great deal, in my opinion.
Facts.
You know, because now I'm talking about heat level, because now you're offering something that nobody else is offering.
Yep, that's true.
And the contracts is not that long. All you got to do is do what you do now.
About 14 pages.
And just keep it up. That's all. And another thing with the contracts, to me, is a motivator. Because now, you know, signed your name on there. Okay, it's go time. If you slack one time, it's like a trainer. If a trainer is training you and you slacking, oh, no, come on, give me one more. That's all that contract really is.
Yeah.
It's a motivator for you to get off your ass and do it. And I actually cuss.
You can cuss?
No, I know. I'm saying, you know.
This nigga is crazy. This nigga said I cuss. What the fuck you mean? You can cuss.
Oh, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, that's all that contract stuff is, man. It's to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do instead of just having a verbal agreement. You got it on paper.
Yeah.
You know, and you said something else that caught me, too, in one of the interviews. Paperwork is my language.
Yeah.
If you can't talk to me on this paperwork,
then we only do business.
Exactly.
Ain't no, hey man, you my homie, or I fuck with you now. Nah.
Right, right.
When that shit at the fan, you ain't gonna be fucking with me.
What you said.
You know what I mean? You're gonna be talking about, oh man, I want this, and that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all funny games until a motherfucker blow up, right?
Exactly.
It's all funny games until a nigga really hit that pinnacle.
Yep. Yep.
And then a nigga want to be like, oh, well, this, and then this, and then this. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Here man, we go with this shit again.
I'm actually, to be honest with you, I might lose a friend behind some business that I talked to you about earlier. Because
that happens.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm fine with that.
Yep.
Because that really shows the true colors of that person. If you feel like I'm not worth a little small $150 or $200, then we're not cool. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing you a favor, given the people who I've worked with, who I produce for, you know, who I done sung with and tour on tours and stuff like that. I feel like I'm worth more than that, to be honest with you.
Facts.
But I'm here trying to give back and help you out, you know, plug you in with some of the people I know. But, you know, when I'm about to lose some friends, man, real talk.
You know what? That's, you know, something you don't want to do, but it's something that sometimes has to be done.
Exactly.
And you just got to keep that shit moving.
What you said.
You know, and people got to understand that it is what it is, right?
Yep.
It is what it motherfucking is.
Yep.
So, you know, everybody, you know, you got to trust in the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
Don't think you're going to have a song come out Monday and you're just going platinum Tuesday.
Exactly.
Fetch the way the streaming works. It's hard if it has to go platinum anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to trust the process. You know, you got to read the paperwork. It works for you. Make it happen. Trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
And everything gets better on that way.
Yep.
You know, we just want to do something short and sweet on this podcast, just give people a little insight on paperwork, and y'all just keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Try to make it. We got a lot of stuff coming to 2023. I'm in 2022, nigga. 2023. It is January the 6th.
Yeah, man.
So we got a lot of stuff coming, and I can't wait to get started. It's gonna be dope.
No doubt.
And I Heat Level Radio. We are music.
Yeah.
We will be. Yeah. So you got any more inspiration words?
Man, look, just invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if you will, an independent label or label. No, I take that back because the label, the huge label is going to do it, you know. But if you get with an independent label or you do it yourself, you're going to have to invest in yourself.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say this, man, just one more thing, you know, with your label. Yeah, you'll have to invest in yourself, but pretty much you're doing the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? With nobody really investing, all they invest in is time, their lyrics, you know.
Yeah.
And being in the studio. So if you're going to invest, man, just invest in yourself. Be smart. You know what I'm saying? And don't think that everybody's out trying to get you.
And that's facts.
You know?
So, y'all make sure y'all tune in to Heat Level Podcast, iHeartRadio and all that. And y'all make sure y'all check us out and stuff. New episodes every Wednesday. We got Rashid and Raheed. Actually, by the time y'all watch this, they already have been on the podcast. But y'all go watch the, y'all make sure y'all go listen to the videos at YKEEM TV. That's WYQEEM TV. That's WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Momo.
Yeah.
Y'all go check out all the music and stuff like that. And we'll be coming back at you. And the room around, y'all make sure y'all get it on Amazon. Yeah. I mean, Heat Level Entertainment TV Network. You know what I mean? And y'all go check it out. It's on Vimeo also. It's on Roku TV and Damn Justin again also. So we got two films on there, working on the third film. So I appreciate y'all listening.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the inspiration I want to give y'all today is fuck you. If you don't like me, fuck you.
Ooh.
And that's my inspiration for the day. So if y'all listen to my podcast, y'all know how I always say,
I'm about this big.